And finally today, our last presentation is going to be by Kira Svetkova, who is going to tell us about her piece entitled Rats Live on No Evil Scar.
Hi everybody, my name is Kira Svetkova. For this program I worked with Carlos Pedenis on the physics side and with Scott Turi on the scene art side. And I made this piece called Rats Live on No Evil Scar. It's a quilt. So Carlos's research is on multiple star systems. And so he, in the little blurb that he wrote in the kind of the advertisement of the program that I was interested in, talked about stellar marriages, and it talked about kind of the idea of companionship between the stars, which I originally got inspired by in connection with human companionship as well, because I was thinking about how humans are like said to be kind of made of star matter, as some of you probably heard. And so I wanted to make a piece that connected this idea of companionship between humans and companionship between stars. But then the first meeting that I had with Carlos, I changed my idea because he told me that these binary systems or stellar marriages usually don't end well. And so like usually what ends up happening is one star kind of swallows the other star. And so I abandoned that idea and I decided to, I guess, kind of explore through our conversations a topic of randomness. And so this was my inspiration. This was from one of the plots from the papers that one of Carlos's grad students was working on. And so these data plots reminded me of quilt squares, and I did make a quilt for my artwork. And so we talked about kind of how plots are similar to visual art because they communicate data in the visual way. And then another idea that was kind of fascinating to me, like in connection to art as well, is how arranging these data points sort of makes the image reveal itself. And so this idea of randomness came up in my conversation with Carlos. My work is usually very illustrative, and so I think what happened there is I was looking for kind of a definitive imagery to work off of, and I asked him about Zodiac, and then he was a little skeptical of Zodiac, as probably most physicists are, and so he essentially kind of talked about how humans tend to rationalize randomness and like look for patterns where there might not be any. And so I latched onto that idea and made a work of art out of this. And so this is my process. So the part on the left is the first little kind of cool square that I made. And I wanted it to be very kind of geometric and sort of abstract. And then halfway through, I realized that's not really how I work. I don't do abstract art. It's usually, like, as I said, illustrative and representational. And so I ended up kind of in the middle somewhere between abstract and representational. But then also this initial idea of companionship, I think, still holds up in this, in how kind of individual pieces of the quilt interact with each other to form an image, as so they are kind of in relationship or like companionship to each other to essentially reveal an image where there may not be one. Oops. Sorry about that. And so another thing is, since it is a work about randomness, I wasn't intending there to be any, I guess, representational images in it, but the whole idea of people trying to rationalize randomness and find patterns in things that are not necessarily like trivially connected leads people to see objects in this arrangement of fabric scraps. And so what ended up happening is as I was showing my progress pictures to my friends, they would always kind of see like in this one on the right bottom corner, a lot of people told me that looks like a bird. And so I guess before I continue, I want to go back and explain the title. So it's called Rats Live on Lone Eagle Star, which maybe some of you already noticed is a palindrome phrase, which means it reads backwards in the same way that it reads forwards. And so this also connects to the idea of randomness in the sense that palindromes are kind of these nonsensical phrases that they don't have a meaning in itself, but they have this cool pattern to them. And so I made this little time lapse, I guess, for yours and my visual enjoyment, just put some progress photos on top of each other. This is my final result on the left with some close-up shots on the right.
That's what we've got for today. I want to thank all the artists very much. This was just as inspiring as it always has been. It's great to be able to actually do this and see the artwork after a couple of years of not being able to. Before we leave, I want to thank the Dean's Office of the Dietrich School for supporting this program. John Twining and John Moon are both here. I saw there's John in the back there. So we thank your office for supporting this program. And finally, most importantly, I want to thank Michelle Slogan, our department administrator. On your way out, please stop in the back and take a look at some of the artworks, and I hope the artists can stick around to tell people more about your work. And please tell your friends to apply to this program next year, and we look forward to doing it again. Thanks everyone for coming.